opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today, the 26th of March, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Trish isn't here today. Trish is self-isolating.
She is. How's she feeling? Okay.
She appears to be.
Okay.
But you know what?
She's playing it safe. I get it.
Well, I think that's what it is. I don't, you know, why go out there and push it? So
right.
she's taking it pretty seriously. Today we're going to have Advanced Automotive. It's supposed to be here. Their business is open because that's one of the essential businesses, and their lot's full. Those cars still break down. You still got to be able to get around.
That's true.
And Rick Bassetti is going to join us.
Oh, good.
We're going to talk everything that's going on in the sports world, you know, baseball and all that, but also the Colt 45s. They're planning on having a season. It may be a shortened season, but they're still planning on having a season. But we'll discuss that at 8 o'clock. But how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, do we have weather out there?
We do.
You know, it did rain yesterday. I kept thinking it wasn't going to rain. And then I'm hearing thunderstorms down in Palo Cedro. And it didn't last real long, though.
No, it didn't. But definitely cold this morning. Now, today, sunny and 63 with a low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 61 with increasing clouds and a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow night, a low of 43. Rain expected for Saturday with a high of 56 and a low of 44. And then for Sunday, a chance of showers in 61 with decreasing clouds and a low of 42. Then sunny by Monday with a high of 68. It's mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 40, 39 in Anderson, 35 in the city of Shasta Lake, 37 degrees in downtown Redding. No incidents on the roadways. Just remember, if you're heading up at the higher elevations, bring along your chains just in case. You never know. However, they do have snowplows working this morning on 44, 299 west towards the coast. Also this morning on Highway 89. If you're traveling north between Redding and the Oregon border, construction near Gibson Road, that is north of Shasta Lake. Also, just south of Hornbrook, you can expect some road work on 96 and a lane closure. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, all the weather and the road closures and the road conditions are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. People are spending more time at home. The propane needs are up. Chuck and Judy Kinney are ensuring that people's propane needs are met. And they, in fact, have ensured that people that they have are being kept safe, but also that they're getting the propane out. The other thing that Shasta Gas Propane is doing is they've gotten into the generator business to help people. They have generators that will power your whole house if you lose electricity this year. And a lot of times people do it, you know, remember Snowmageddon, but also remember how PG&E turns off the power when it becomes what they believe is dangerous. And since they just got hit with a 84 counts of manslaughter, I think it was not manslaughter. It was negligence on their part there, and they pled guilty to that. And the everything that's going on there, you can just imagine what it's going to look like this summer. So do you have a generator that you're going to need to run your air conditioning or run your refrigerator, your freezer, things like that? Well, talk to Chuck down at Shasta Gas Propane, and he can help you. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Okay. Jobless claims hit 3.3 million. It's the largest ever. And it doesn't seem to be scaring off the market unless something drastic happened. I know this morning it opened up at 400 points higher.
Yes.
And so the market is recovering. It's over 21,000 right now. The stimulus package seems to have spurred them on to a more stable group. But, you know, the the stock market only represents a small fraction of business.
Oh, absolutely.
And they they're kind of like, you know, that Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
It is very fickle.
It's weird. And, we know a lot of financial advisors, you know, Susan Eastman, and I have several friends that are doing this. And they just sit there and, what do you tell people is that, look, it just be calm. And we're going to ride this one out, because as soon as, our arms are around this coronavirus, which, by the way, hasn't even gotten close to what happened with H1N1 and the deaths to that. But it's the unknown. And this is what happens with those investors. The unknown. And so the unknown brings fear, brings chaos. So they react. And it's not really even it's not even a real good indicator of things. You know, the gross national product, all those kind of things are better. And, the number of people working. Well, we've had a bunch of people laid off because of this, because all the businesses happen to close. But this, too, is going to pass. And the economy is going to come back, and it's going to come roaring back. And one of the things that people need to think about is, we talk about shortages and what's the government doing for us. Well, look what private industry is doing. You've got car manufacturers are turning some of their lines over to making ventilators. You have alcohol companies, that make whiskey are now making the hand sanitizers. The first 400 rolled off the assembly line yesterday out of this one company that makes whiskey. They're doing these things, American ingenuity and American manufacturing, American business. I mean, and just here in town, women are sewing masks for the hospitals that you can reuse. This is happening all over the United States. It's thousands and tens of thousands of masks are being sewn by ladies that, they're quilting or they have sewing clubs. Well, they're sewing masks. I saw one from Michelle Poletti, made one using it's a reusable mask that she uses from the filter, small micron filter that she can insert into the mask she makes, because they've got little pockets in them. And she made one for herself and one for her granddaughter, who's like 4. And they have matching masks now. But people are doing things like this. Elon Musk, who gets all types of weird press, has brought in 1,000 ventilators from someplace. You had a Chinese... A Chinese businessman is one of the richest in the world, donated hundreds and hundreds of thousands of masks and other things to the United States. People are turning to on this. They're helping each other. We're going to have so many ventilators that we will always have ventilators, I think, after the next probably a month. A lot of masks were destroyed in the last administration for some reason. Never were replaced after they were destroyed. I'm not blaming this on anybody, because sometimes, it could be like, hey, there's a shelf life on mask. I don't know if there's a shelf life on mask. Anyway, what I'm telling everybody is, America is turning to. They are finding ways of making this work. Education. This could have a sea change in the way we educate our students. So many of them, this online teaching. And we have these horrendous costs to go to college, right? Well, maybe it's the type of thing where people can enroll in a university. And they get, they can literally, because we have online education already, but they can literally receive lectures on their computers or iPads. They can do everything from that and could save billions when it comes to cost of education. And what about telemedicine? Look at this. Telemedicine could you know, it's exploding right now. Do we need to go into the hospital? Do we need to go and see the doctor? A lot of the overhead that they have to charge is, you know, is for patients coming in. Now, if some patients are ill, you're going to have to come in, but for checkups and things like this, a Skyping type thing. But this is also going to expand. We, you know, where every time we look at this COVID-19, oh my gosh, look what it's doing. But it's also every chaotic moment like this brings change, and it can be for good if we use it like that.
Oh, and trade schools, truckers, plumbers, you know, car repair. There's so many of those that are desperately needed right now, and now more than ever. So I think in the future we're going to see a huge amount of blue-collar workers that we hadn't seen in the past, because everybody's saying, you know, you got to have that four-year degree, you've got to have this. And I think that's going to change minds as well. Kids are at home learning how to change the oil in dad's truck. You know, girls are learning how to sew for the first time. I mean, we're seeing a lot of traditions being brought back, that things that, you know, I think I took for granted when I was a kid, because my parents taught us all of that. You know, we learned how to cook from scratch. We learned how to take care of our vehicles. We learned how to mow the lawn and cut grass. And these jobs are available. And I think this is also going to make people kind of reevaluate the direction their kids may end up going and open up new opportunities as well.
Well, I wasn't going to share this with anybody, but today, if I can find the yeast, I'm going to bake bread.
You are.
I've never done it before. It could be nasty, but
and cooking, yes, definitely. Oh, baking.
Well, I love to cook. But,
opening all
but,
kinds
but
of
baking. I'm not a baker, but I thought, okay, today I'm going to make bread, and we'll see what happens with that. And okay, we got to take a break here. I want to talk about Orchard Nutrition. They too are, and they've made some changes. And the their store hours, senior shopping hours, will go from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, Sunday for seniors only. And public shopping hours for everyone is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And temporary store hours is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily until further notice. Their deli kitchen is still in service, but everything will be pre-made for grab-and-go only. And you can they have deli salads and green salads and stuff in their cold and hot cases. They're hot cases there. Made-to-order sandwiches are online only. And curbside service, call in your order, pay over the phone. They'll call you back when your order's ready. And you just show up when you're there, show us your ID, and they deliver the order to you. So they're not accepting returns on overbought or high-demand items related to the coronavirus pandemic. Please purchase only what you need. Orchard Nutrition is, you know, you need to eat healthy during this time frame. And they are providing 100% organic food out there. Supplements, powders and stuff, you know, for making your own shakies and smoothies, all types of things like that. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
No payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I guess it's a good thing sometimes we don't have cameras in the studios.
I was thinking we've got to get a camera in there.
Hey, I tell you what, I am busting moves to that one. I love that song. 605-4567 is our phone number here on the 26th. It's always the same phone number, but it's the 26th of March, 2020, 722 in the morning. Looks like it's going to be a really nice day, even though it says rain. We're not supposed to get any rain today, are we? Or are we? Are they sneaking rain in on us?
No, today's going to be sunny. It's going to be beautiful. You can expect a high of 63 and a low of 34, and mostly sunny tomorrow and 61. They'll rain by the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's 37 and clear.
I know, 37. I put on a vest today to come into work. Usually I don't do that, but it's crazy out there. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Clyde's. Clyde's is open. Still the original, still the best. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics. Over 47 years in the business locally. Owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. If you're looking for satellite, if you're looking for dish network, which you may be wanting to since you're stuck in the home and you're not, you know, doing things, Clyde will get it up for you and have it installed. Anything you buy there, he can install it, make it great. It's Clyde's over at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, 221-4144. What are you doing out there? I just, you know, I broke down and said, I'm going to bake bread today. Okay. And so other people, I'm going to physical therapy twice a week. That's what somebody's doing. What are other people doing? I'm seeing the strangest things on Facebook. I don't know if I can believe them or not. The Senate passed their $2+ trillion COVID-19 package. And there seems to have been somehow some pork got into it. Not as bad as it was when the Democrats were holding it back with Pelosi and putting in everything you could possibly imagine. And I heard how they did that. They had like a group call, and they all sent in pages of what they thought should go into this relief bill for Americans suffering because of losing their jobs and their businesses are shutting down and all this. So they were putting things in there like for the new Green Deal, forgiving loan, student loan debt and all this. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. So that one got shelved and they passed the Senate one. Now, there is pork in there.
Oh, there is. You bet.
Millions to the arts. The National Endowment of the Arts, the Kennedy Center. You know, I'm not sure that's bad. I can live with that because Kennedy Center's been shut down and they're doing things to and one of the things they're doing is deep cleaning and completely sanitizing the whole place. You know that's got to cost money. There was salary increases thrown in there for the Senate and the House of Representatives. However, it's not going to the representatives. It's not going to the senators. It's going in there to do things with their administration and the bureaucratic groups or bureaucratic groups there. It's not going to them. So when you see that, that's true, but it's not going to the congressmen or the senators. That was kind of cool. Union safeguards. I'm not sure how that one got in there. But this is what Trump said. Trump said, there's some things in there I don't want. But the Democrats have worked with us, and, it's give and take on these things. Frankly, I thought that was a good answer. I'm not going to hold up the package where, of course, it could have been the whole thing behind it was they were going to ask for the moon, and if we get a stepladder, we're better off than we were before.
Agreed.
But that's okay. It's just if they're working together, which is the main thing. Now, something happened I never thought I'd see happen.
What was that?
Protesters shutting down the Mexican-U.S. border. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Protesters are shutting it down because of the COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Mexicans. Mexicans protested and shut down the border in a couple spots because the screening is not enough coming south.
What?
It's true. Have you heard one word?
When I read that,
I
couldn't believe it.
Have you heard one word from any of these people who want open borders, talking about open borders, last 3 weeks? Have you heard one word?
Not a word.
Have you heard one word about arresting these people as they're trying to get across the border and holding them? One word. No.
Nope.
No. And why is that? It's because people went, we have a pandemic at the, coming into our country. And here we are with an open border. Are you kidding me? The Mexican nationals are closing the border because they're not doing enough to screen people coming from the north, the North Americanos, the Yankees. I think that speaks just for itself. I love it. Okay, we're going to take a break. It looks like my 7:30 guest isn't here. I'll give them a call and see if they're planning on coming or if they're sheltering in place. And I know my 8 o'clock guest is here. So what I want you to do is prepare for the next half hour we'll have an open line. And you can call and tell me what you're doing during this. What are you doing while you're self-isolating, while you're self-quarantining? And we're going to also talk about what it looks like in Shasta County as far as the COVID-19. I do an update on that, the COVID-19 right here in Shasta County. And do we have to fear that if San Francisco gets hit really hard of having 50,000 people head north up to here? to and coming into Redding because Shasta County has a low number of cases.
I see it already.
Yeah. And also, the what's happening in New York? One hospital is at this point overrun. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helper. Sharon's looking for some employees. They're having a lot of people are needing more help during this time frame. If you give her a call at 226-8350, talk to Sharon or one of her people there. And they are hiring people. You know, it takes background checks and all this, but there's a lot of people at this point that need help, need extra help. Home Helper's been in the business for 16 years. They are the premier agency to help around your, you know, to provide assistance in your homes. So give her a call, or you can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. But Sharon Clark will be, if you need help, she'll be there at your home, whether it's a couple hours a day now or if maybe it's every day. And she'll come by and give you a personal in-home consultation at safe distances, of course. And then she'll be able to work a plan out that works for you. Reading Home Helpers, 7:30 in the morning here on the 26th. 36 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil.
They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the Carr fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
I just feel like listening to the whole song today.
Hey, we could play it.
We could play it. Oh, yeah. When you hear Little Deuce Coupe, what's it bring back? Yeah. Hey, 7:35 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, I was down there yesterday. I have somebody that was, admitted into the hospital, and just going down there, checking on people. You cannot get into the hospital. Even at the emergency room, they stop you right there. And the people, need to be seen go in, but you get no further than that. The care at Shasta Regional Medical Center is just astounding. They're taking this, as they should, very, very, very seriously. And they're making sure that their people are protected, that the patients in there are protected. It's a constant cleaning, disinfecting going through there. They did have the lady that was, that had the coronavirus, was taken to Shasta Regional, isolated in one of the special rooms they have there. Unfortunately, she passed away, but her whole family is in quarantine. And the way I understand it right now, Health and Human Services is, getting a complete list of everybody they saw or were around, and they're reaching out to people and letting them know that, hey, you've been exposed to it. But Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's got one of the lowest infection rates in the country for being, which is, they're rampant in hospitals, but Shasta Regional has got one of the lowest rates in the United States. They have a number of things. If something happened to me and I was in an ambulance, I'd be saying Shasta Regional, because one, yes. I know almost all the people in there. In the emergency room, they've been on the show at one time or another, which leads to something else here. Tonight, Dr. Orna Gill is going to have her show on from 6 to 7 p.m. Shasta Regional is going to be in here giving updates about what's going on, about social distancing and what you can do while you're social distancing, how to keep your mental state up. But they're also having a gentleman by the name of Dr. Lim. This guy is he's got a PhD, he's got his medical degree plus a PhD. He's got a lab at Stanford, and this man studies the coronavirus. He's going to be on tonight during the show from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm putting it all over Facebook. Share this with people, because you're going to hear things you're not going to hear anywhere else. This guy works directly with the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization. This is what he does. Dr. Gill got him on the show tonight, and which was, tells you something about how she's held, the esteem she's held in the medical community also. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be in here tonight, just so I can listen to all the stuff that's going on. We will probably replay this at some time so people can listen to it, especially with the type of information that's going to be coming out tonight. But tell your friends. Tune in, because you're going to learn a lot tonight about the virus, its impact on the U.S. and also all throughout the world. Okay, that's tonight. Now, things are being canceled, and you think everybody knows, but some people are still calling in. Calabro Nights has been rescheduled. The Red Bluff Roundup has been rescheduled. the Reading Rodeo is still scheduled as of right now to go on because it's in May 16th, 13th, 14th, 15th of May. Right now, it's still scheduled to go on. There's anything else that's going on from the Project Healing Waters, their fishing tournament, their dinner, their after dinner award ceremony, all Saturday and Sunday of this month has been moved back. The Safari Club International has been moved back a month. Just, you know, if you have any questions about what's been canceled or is it something that's still going on, the bocce ball tournament's not going on, give us a call. And or if you've got something that's canceled, give us a call. We'll make sure that all of this is listed so we can tell people about it. Sue?
Oh, yes, definitely, because we've had quite a few people want to know, you know, what's going on. I have tickets to the Cascade Theater or I have tickets to the Civic Auditorium. And the performances have been canceled for the Civic. And, however, you know, they are still going to be – everything right now is just being delayed. And we will see everything reopening once we are past this. So, you know, a lot of people are thinking this is going to last for – no, this is just – it's temporary. What we're seeing now is just temporary. So, you know, the Civic Auditorium will reopen. Everything else is going to reopen once again once we get past this coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hang on to your tickets. And they're trying to reschedule, you know, the performers if you've already purchased those tickets ahead of time.
Yeah, they're trying to bring them back and swing through here. So the Civic's closed, the Cascade's closed. They're getting hit just like you can imagine every other business. They're having
right.
to lay off their people because there's nothing coming in, and then there's no money being generated from it. Even church services, though I saw a pastor was gathering 1,000 people together for a prayer service. And that is just not that's just not logical thinking.
No.
It's like these idiot kids that went out on spring break. It's like the beaches down in Southern California that are packed. You're missing the whole point here about social distancing, about self-isolation. I heard that Whiskey Town, I did talk to somebody that was out there. He said, there were, you know, there were groups of people out there. They were all separated. But you have to ask yourself, since this, you know, travels on, you know, it can travel 6 feet away and it can last for days.
Mm-hmm.
You know how good an idea that is, exposing yourself or your family to this. The first child died back in New York. We had a teenager died in Southern California from the COVID-19. Yes, we can say that most everybody so far has had immune system problems, but not everybody. Or they've had underlying issues, but not everybody. So this is something that has to be taken seriously. The death rate in the United States reached over 1,000 last night. And yesterday morning when we talked about it, it was 802, so 200 more. We're nowhere close to what's happening in Italy, Spain, Iran, and even France now. China has a higher death rate, but we don't know, frankly, what the numbers are from China.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
They'll never let it.
You know, people that said that there was mass burnings going on there of bodies. You know, and then, you know, it gets shut down. People that the first doctor that raised this was arrested. And then they turned him loose, but then he died of it, supposedly.
Supposedly. But the whole story behind that
allegedly,
just is sketchy.
Allegedly
sketchy.
Died from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and we're testing more and more and more. So you're going to find more and more people with this. We've had people, I'm sure, have had it and recovered and never even knew they had it. When they tested everybody in South Korea, they found that something like 40% of the people they tested had it but were asymptomatic from it. Oh, yeah. These are the kind of things you're going to hear tonight, tonight on the Dr. Orna Gill Show. With the updates on everything they're doing and what's happening and the impact this is having on the medical authorities. New York, where the center, where their center of the COVID-19 viruses had 13 people die last night in this one hospital. And they are about reached their breaking points. Now, we talk about the National Guard being called up. National Guard is not out there for martial law. They announced that, made it real clear to people that's not what the National Guard is doing out there. They're helping to get food. They're helping to keep stores open. They're there to set up hospitals and to take over, like, buildings in this one town in Yakima, Washington. They have an arena there that I think it seats a couple thousand, that they're using, that they're getting it ready, if they have to make it into a hospital, make it into a place where they can bring people in who have the COVID-19. See, they're out there getting ready if it does get, if it hits the worst stages. Right now, it seems like everything that's happening is holding it at bay, but we don't know yet. The danger, in my eyes, is a couple weeks goes by, we've only had five cases. We've only had five cases in Shasta County. Yeah, this isn't as bad as they say. And then everybody goes out and you find out that, it is. It's as bad as they say.
Right.
Yeah. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. And yes, it's open. They are, of course, taking precautions also. But imagine having a gourmet chef cooking every one of your meals. Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes during the week, if we open up the old proverbial tomato soup, it's a good night.
Well, you're going to be making bread, right?
And I'm making bread, though. I may bring it. I may even bring some in tomorrow. Or if I don't, there's a reason for that.
Okay.
River Commons Senior Living, it's not for assisted living facility. It's for people that have just said, hey, you know what? I want to let somebody else take care of the mundane things, parts of my life, so I can live a happier, active life. And that's River Commons Senior Living. For a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Of course, after the quarantine and the stay in place has been lifted. But look at this. Look at River Commons Senior Living in the center of Reading, where you can worry less and smile more. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free.
Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to RedingCivic.com to learn more.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Nephi Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your local talk radio station. 605-4567 is the phone number. 7:50 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. What's in the $2 trillion package? The bill would provide direct payments up to $1,200 for most individuals and $2,400 for most married couples filing jointly, with an extra $500 for each child. Assistance would start to phase out for individuals earning more than $75,000 or couples over $150,000 in income. Unemployment insurance, really important. Benefits would be expanding, increasing the maximum benefit by $600 a week for up to 4 months. People who are still unemployed after state benefits end could get an additional 13 weeks of help. Food assistance programs would help low-income households avoid eviction, and a program to improve Internet access. Homeowners with federally backed mortgages would be protected from foreclosures as long as 180 days. Students with federal loans could suspend payments until October. Help for small businesses would give small businesses access to nearly $350 billion loan program to cover monthly expenses like payroll, rent, and utilities. And the loans would not have to be repaid if businesses maintained their workforce. The financial lifeline to the hardest hit industries, including passenger and cargo airlines. Another pot of money would be available to help other businesses for a combined $500 billion. Companies receiving this assistance would be barred from raising the pay of certain executives and could not buy stock in their company. So that's kind of makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. Businesses controlled by the president, vice president, members of Congress, and the heads of federal agencies are not eligible for loans, considering that we had several members of Congress and the Senate sell off a lot of stuff after briefings. That'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Companies that kept on workers despite a significant loss of revenue could get a tax credit. Deferred tax payments. Hospitals and medical centers would get billions to handle surging caseloads. Hospitals treating coronavirus patients would also get higher reimbursements from Medicare. They could request accelerated payments from Medicare. Across-the-board cuts to help with the deficit reduction would be temporarily halted. Extra money for the National Guard to help combat this. Rules on using and paying for telehealth services would be eased. Funding would increase for federal agencies to speed work on therapies and a possible coronavirus vaccine. If there's a vaccine, Medicare patients do not have to pay for it. Disaster relief funding for state and local governments, child care programs to meet emergency staffing needs so healthcare workers can do their job. States which have been postponing primaries would get additional funds to make voting safer, such as expanding early voting and ability to vote by mail. Since most of the people around here vote by mail, I don't see a big thing on that. Public transit, state and local police and fire departments could help paying for overtime. Of course, as we said, museums, libraries, and arts organizations across the country, which have been closed, would get a boost from grants to state arts. So Smithsonian Institution would get $7.5 million to help with teleworking, deep cleaning, and overtime for security, medical staff, and zookeepers. $2 trillion.
A lot of money.
And people are saying that's just, you know, it's really more than that. When you start adding in the other things that are happening because of this already, you know, that number could go higher. But, as McConnell said, hey, this is wartime. We're on wartime footing here. And we have to, we're going to beat this. But we have to keep people. We have to keep the money flowing to our businesses. And then there's other people who say, well, where are we getting that? You know, we're already printing so much money every day. Well, sometimes you just have to, it will pay for this one later, but right now we need to take care of our businesses and our people out there and everybody that's in the throes of fighting this virus. The last thing we need is people say, you know what, I've got to open up again. I've got to do these things. Our restaurants are delivering from curbside. You can order from so many of the restaurants out there that they will have it ready for you when you show up. I imagine that the food delivery services are hiring people right now to get the food out to people from all of the businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that it's, I think the earliest we're going to see is end of April. Now, President Trump would love to have people back. He said, I'd love to have people back in church on Easter.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
That would be.
Mark Cuban, who is not, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavs basketball, and he's not one of my favorite people. But then again, he is paying, of course, he's paying all the salaries of everybody in his arena, even though the arena is shut down. And they had him on The View yesterday, and they were baiting him, trying to get him to say something about Trump. He wouldn't do it. And, you got, the guy, Dr. Farsi from the Centers for Disease Control says President Trump is doing everything any man, any president could do to fight this thing. And yet we still see the continued attacks, the continued, spurious remarks made by the media. You know, they'll pick something and they will attack on it, or celebrities. I mean, celebrities. Celebrity is getting to be, to me, celebrity. You know, when I see the Hollywood people things they're saying, celebrity is still getting the connotation to me the same thing as I would when I hear about bigotry. You know, they say things that aren't good, that aren't true. They cherry pick things, and then they will make a big point out of it, or they just make personal attacks against Trump. I see it does serves no purpose because nobody listens to them. They have gone so far off the deep edge, so many of them, and Rob Reiner, Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand, but these are The View. Joy Behar. I mean, I can't help but think that this is going to come back after we beat this thing, and it's shown that the president gave everything that anybody possibly could to fight this. I think it's going to come back and haunt them, but then again, maybe not, because they are celebrities.
I'm not sure.
I almost want to spit when I say it.
Yeah, the celebrity, I agree with you. I think, when people now are listening to what the celebrities are saying, they're realizing, well, wait a minute. I mean, it's making some of them look very, very ugly. And, having not been a fan of The View since day one, the fact that they did try to rake him over the coals, Cuban over the coals.
Continuously.
Yeah, and to me, that doesn't surprise me. Do you ever hear anything positive about the president on that show, ever?
Well, if it is, it's from McCain, and even she does sometimes.
Yeah.
I can say this from the Shasta County Public Health Branch officer, Karen Ramston, said that they expect that this is going to get worse. We've only had 3 cases here in Shasta County, but they believe that as we're testing more and as this goes forward, it will get worse than Shasta County. The only thing we can do is just fight it the way we are right now. Sanitize, 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 and then and self-isolate. If you look out at the streets and you look at the businesses, usually the in front of our studio at 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning, the whole street's filled up with cars. I was running around yesterday doing things and self-isolating. But as I came back to the studio, I parked in front. There was not one car parked on the street. My hearts really go out to the people here. Maxwell's, they've got little Max going, and La Cabana is handy. You can order and come in and pick it up, or they'll bring it out to you. There's just the impact it's having here is you can just see it when you drive around town. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll come back with Rick Pacetti.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Last week's surge in unemployment claims shatters a record that stood since 1982. Almost 3.3 million Americans applied for jobless benefits, the economy staggering under the weight of the coronavirus outbreak. A $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill approved by the Senate now heads to the House.
Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois says the coronavirus pandemic poses a unique challenge.
And it calls for unique leadership.
Durbin not alone in calling the virus an enemy.
A fight has arrived at our shores.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the pandemic has put the country on something very much like a war footing.
We did not seek it. We did not want it. But now we're going to win it.
Both parties hailing the $2 trillion bill as a victory for healthcare workers, U.S. companies, and their workers. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also a victory for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It gets $75 million out of the bill. There's tens of millions more for the arts, as well as $25 million for House of Representatives operating expenses. The White House urging the House to give quick approval to the relief package.
We need to get this money into the American economy and American workers.
Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. A House vote is expected tomorrow. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says the coronavirus could become a seasonal disease.
It totally emphasizes the need to do what we're doing in developing a vaccine, testing it quickly, and trying to get it ready so that we'll have a vaccine available for that next cycle.
And there are 69,000 coronavirus cases in the U.S. with just over 1,000 deaths. On Wall Street, stocks are surging this hour. Right now, the Dow is up 824 points, back above 22,000. The S&P better by 86, and NASDAQ up 223. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Millions of people are ditching those expensive cable TV bills and saving thousands with SelecTV's new cord-cutting kit, only $19.95 a year. SelecTV's Smart Guide brings you over 500,000 TV shows and movies from major networks, over 1,500 live streaming channels, thousands of free radio stations, and a pay-per-view deal finder. Plus, combine all your streaming services like Netflix and Amazon. Order now and get an HD TV antenna absolutely free, a $20 value, so you can get your local channels, news, sports, and weather. Select TV uses your existing internet connection. Watch on your smart TV, mobile phone, laptop, and Android streaming devices. All for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 800-576-6801 or visit selecttv.com. Again, that's 800-576-6801 or visit selecttv.com for this free HD TV antenna offer from Select TV and never pay those expensive cable bills again.
Russia's government is banning all international flights inbound and outbound in response to the virus pandemic. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Moscow.
International flights in and out of Russia had already been limited. Now all regular and charter flights will stop at midnight tonight as the government here steps up its efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Russians abroad who want to get home have been told to call hotlines or contact their embassies by this afternoon to register for repatriation flights. It's thought their numbers run to tens of thousands still, some stranded in countries that have already closed their own airspace. Those who do get back will be tested on arrival for coronavirus and ordered to self-isolate for 14 days.
Russia reports fewer than 700 coronavirus cases. Zimbabwe's public hospital doctors and nurses have gone on strike, a strike over a lack of protective gear against the coronavirus. News and analysis at townhall.com. Declining demand and falling oil prices have sent gas prices lower in recent weeks, and Goldman Sachs says crude prices may drop even more.
Goldman says some oil producers are eventually going to have to shut some wells because of dramatic decline in demand due to the coronavirus outbreak. Analysts at Goldman say demand for jet fuel and gasoline is deteriorating as governments restrict travel or would-be travelers stay home. This will result in storage for fuel filling to capacity, which in turn will result in a glut of crude oil, forcing a sharp pullback in production.
Correspondent Jeremy House. His family says retired FBI agent Robert Levinson, who disappeared in Iran 13 years ago, is dead. The family says Levinson was on an unauthorized CIA mission at the time he vanished. They say they base their conclusion that he died on information received from the U.S. government. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Today is the 26th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are fully prepared for the COVID-19 virus. You're not going to get into the hospital unless you're a patient. They have people out there fully masked and triaged up, and so you're going to have to visit your loved ones with FaceTime on your phone.
Yes.
What's the weather look like for today, Sue?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect mostly sunny skies with a high of 63 and a low of 64. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 61 with increasing clouds and a 30% chance of showers for Friday night with a low of 43. Rain for Saturday and a high of 56 with a low of 44. Then for Sunday, a 40% chance of showers with overnight lows dropping down in the 40s with decreasing clouds and sunny skies by Monday with a high of 68. It's currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 40, 39 in Anderson, 35 in the city of Shasta Lake, 37 degrees in downtown Redding. Taking a look at your traffic report this morning at Animal Hazard Evergreen Road at Bowman Road this morning. Quite a bit of road maintenance this morning at I-5 North at the Cypress Avenue off-ramp at Cascade Boulevard. Also at McArdle Flat Road as well. If you're traveling between Redding and the Oregon border, expect stop-and-go traffic, especially between Redding and Dunsmuir. We do have snowplows out and about north of Weed. Also, snowplows working this morning just off of 299 West towards the coast and on Highway 44 near Old Station. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, thanks. The news is brought to you, or not the news, but the weather and traffic reports is being brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. You know, my computer, I didn't realize it had locked up, and so when I fixed it, all of these things are coming in. So I want to catch up on all these. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's been like 50 of them in here. That's what I get for asking a question. And let me get down here. The, please monitor. Okay. Got that. It was from yesterday. And, FedEx started out delivering important documents. Now it delivers cases of toilet paper. I guess we know what is more important. Let me see. The environment is new here, now coming down. Somebody asked me if we were going to have a homeless person in here Friday. No, that was somebody's joke on the chat room. And yes, guests will be calling in remotely at times. Some of them come in here because they trust the way that we have sanitized, like Rick Bassetti, who's sitting right now. The other people are saying things that they're cooking at home. They're doing chili. They are baking also, that just like I'm going to try and bake a loaf of bread today, Rick. Yeah, it's not going to be pretty. We could be on the cutting edge of take a bum home program to protect them. I don't know how good that's going to go. They did announce yesterday, by the way, there will be no utilities cut off by the utilities here in Reading for non-payment. So electricity and water are still on. So, okay. I'm here with Rick Bassetti. Rick.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning. The
world has become interesting.
You are up in the air right now about what's happening or not.
We are. We have the team in place. The schedule's in place. Two teams have backed out of their games already, but we feel confident in the fact that we've got them replaced already as well. So actually, what's talk about creating a demand. Every college in the United States canceled their season at about the – most colleges play somewhere between 45 and 50 ball games a year. Most of them made it to about 20, 22, 23 games, and they canceled the season. So about halfway through their season, and now coaches are looking for places for their kids to play and to get some more experience. And so we're following Major League Baseball's lead. If they start it up when they say they're starting it up, we'll be starting up as well. Of course, obviously, there are windows. We don't have the latitude of being able to hold on as long as some of them can. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit community-owned organization. And thankfully to the people of Reading last year, our season was successful enough last year. It gave us enough money to hold over till this time this year, you know.
Well, that's kind of the thing. That's kind of the hope every year.
Yeah, it kind of gets us to that opening week again, and then the cash flow starts coming back in, and we're able to.
And you're just like a lot of you're
like a small business. We're a small business.
A lot of the small businesses they need that cash flow coming in every week to keep building on what they have or keeping it moving and keep expanding their businesses.
Well, we want to thank all of our sponsors and suppliers. You know, the people that buy the season tickets, the people that when you come to the ballpark and you see their signs out on the outfield wall, those people are all supporting us in one way or another, cash and in kind donations. And so, you know, that just keeps us moving forward. And every year the attendance starts getting a little better and a little better. You know, we were going to be doing our first Show and Shine as an organization this year with the Cool April Nights, and that was canceled. But we've got some other ideas on the burner too, Carl. We're looking at a concert series, you know, much on the same line as you have for the Mosquito Serenade down in Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
So now picture Tiger Field. And the nets behind home plate on the backstop have been dropped down to the ground. Mm-hmm. We have 1,000 seats sitting right there facing right on the field, and your band will be set up on home plate. And it'll be local bands. We'll start off with local bands.
Sure.
It might be very, very, very low cost to get in. Not free at this point, but maybe. And, to get the community back out as soon as they pull the plug on this thing and start saying yay. So if we lose our season, that's one of our options that we're looking at doing and carrying it on. So maybe into October, you know, the 1st of October, and offering the people in Reading another venue to come out for a little bit of entertainment as well.
Well, a lot of those bands around here have lost all their gigs.
Oh, yeah.
During this time frame. So, I'm sure they'd welcome times to come out and be able to play.
Exactly. And we're outside.
Yeah.
You know, we can't space people. You know, if the crowd was only, say, 500... And I know the state right now is outlawing, I think, over a certain size.
It's over 1,000, but I think they've dropped it down even from there.
Yeah, well, that's why we're going along with baseball. If baseball starts up, both Major League and Minor League Baseball in the state of California, you're going to have crowds significantly larger than what we'll be drawing in there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there'll be a pent-up need for people to get out and reconnect with their community, because that's what the Colt 45s have become, Carl. You know, you've been there. You come to our game.
Oh,
You
love
sponsor
it.
Us. You carry our games on the radio. It's almost, it's not almost, it is a community event. People come out, they see friends that they haven't seen in, you know, a while. Many times people very seldom get out the food court or out of the beer garden, and they're back there connecting. And
well, no, that's true, because you run into so many people. It's a lot of times it's the third inning before you get into your seat.
Right. And you look up and you go, oh, hey, they're playing a game here.
Yeah, or you'll hear the screaming and cheering, and that kind of breaks the breaks the conversation there. But you talked about the beer court, but your food court. Yeah. I mean, the kind of food you serve is great.
And it's very fair price. Yeah. And that's the thing that makes it affordable for people, too. Yeah. So we're anxious for the decisions, I guess, in our society to be happening. But look at all the great things. You know, I've had conversations with people who have been really sour about everything. And we have a lot of reason to be that way. And I think that's human nature, is to look negative on everything. But look at what's happening. Look at the good that's coming out, the stories that they're carrying now, the good things that are happening within communities all over our country. And, you know, with the way that private business is now partnering, and you have people repurposing themselves in their businesses and making some of the supplies and everything that we need.
We were talking about that, whiskey distilleries making hand sanitizer, the assembly lines for the car plants making ventilators, sewing. Women sewing groups all over the country are making masks.
Right. It's what makes our country great, Carl. It's what separates us from the rest of the world. And it allows people, I think, much more important, too, are within your own little neighborhood community is the people that will go shopping for the elderly, or the people who can't really get out. They're in that 75 to 85 bracket, and they don't really feel as comfortable getting out. And neighbors are taking care of and going in and out of their way to help these people. And that speaks volumes as well. And then you look at the news that's coming out. All the countries that were affected early with this are now trending back downwards now. Even Italy has had all their infections now, the fourth day in a row where their infection rates have gone down. Okay, and they probably responded as poorly as anyone did. But I mean,
and they had an elderly population. Exactly. But they didn't, and it just overwhelmed them immediately.
There were lots of reasons that things happened there that didn't happen in other places as well. However, it is trending down now, and most of the countries that were affected early on. And then plus you have a lot of these really small, tiny countries that don't have as many. They're shutting down their borders too now. They don't want to even get in and get a foothold. And so I think that's all a good thing. There's that old adage, and it's been around forever and ever, that necessity is the mother of invention.
I think it's working. We're going to take a break here. One of the things I talked about before you were here was there's protest along the Mexican border. They shut down the border on the Mexican side because they were protesting that the screen wasn't strong enough coming in from the United States into Mexico. And we also haven't heard a lot about open borders over the last 3 weeks either. So, okay, hey, this portion of the show, everybody is trying to ride this financial tiger. If you have any 401 plans, investments, or anything, it goes as low as it's been since the 30s. Now it sets records on how much it's gone back. We're over 21,000 on the stock market today. You need somebody that knows what they're talking about, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell can handle all your insurance needs, your financial needs. She's got a lot of great people working for her that know what they're doing. She's been doing this since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441 and find out how she can assist you during this time and then after COVID-19 leaves. And it will leave. We will beat this. We'll be right back after these messages. 38 degrees out there, 8:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting a car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that free fluid top-ups. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio. Yeah. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live. We're streaming Facebook Live today. How do we get in onto Facebook so you can see this? Go to Free Fire Radio.
You can find it. It's going live right now.
It's going live right now, and she says we can find it. I don't see it. I'm on Facebook, on Free Fire Radio. You can explain it to me so I can come up to the you know, the 19th century. You know, Sarah is on the camera today, in this case, the iPhone. I'm here with Rick Bassetti.
And if you're a business in town that would like to sponsor a game on KCNR, one of our games, then Sarah is the person that you call.
Absolutely.
She's the one that will get you all set up. You get tickets, and also not only do you get your advertising going on during the course of the game, and Brent Weber has been doing a fantastic job.
18 mentions a game.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to get talked about. And so if you want a game, you want to sponsor Colt 45s, talk to Sarah. Call KCNR and ask for Sarah.
That's right. And we also will put your banner up behind where we're broadcasting from, where everybody comes in.
Headed towards the beer garden?
Yeah, you get a month as you head toward the beer garden, you get a month of free advertising, not free, you get a month of advertising and sponsoring the game. And it also gives us the ability then to broadcast the games, stream them all over the country.
We are community owned. You know, we do that. We have a trade program also with Channel 12. You'll be seeing TV commercials that'll be coming up. I deal with the good people over there. And, you know, if we don't have that kind of participation,
we can't
make it. I was saying offline, but I think we were on with the Facebook. You always hear the Colt 45s talk about how important our host families are. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about with you today, Carl, is the importance of host families.
Well, before we start, we have a caller in here. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You talked about some other things that you could do with that field. I think that's a good idea to have some bands on, and I'd like to make a suggestion.
Sure.
They used to have the Bluegrass Festival. They had something up Oak Run quite a while ago. It was a nursery, and it was an open-air festival, and they had different bands come in. But you've also got, what is it, the old-time fiddlers? We used to have a lot of young people here that would play, that could play the fiddle and the banjo and different things like that, guitar.
Absolutely.
And, they used to have it down there at the, whatever, Creamery or something they called it, at the north end of the, or the south end of the old downtown mall.
But right.
Anyhow, you might get something going, be a yearly thing for a bluegrass festival here in Reading, and it would... That would bring a lot of people in. So anyhow, that's just my suggestion. So anyhow,
I think it's a great suggestion. We actually had a family member who, as a child, they competed in the fiddle competitions, and they would travel all over to the various different events. And so I think that's a good idea. We're looking, you know, we are owned by you, the community here. And so ideas like that, you can go to our webpage. You can reach out to me. My cell phone number is 227-4443. If you have an idea like that, anything is within reason right now, and we're just looking to try to bring some light and joy into people's hearts here in the city of Reading and Shasta County.
I think a bluegrass festival would do a pretty good job.
You know what, Ron?
Thank you, Verb.
Ron, you know what? That bluegrass festival. You know, we had a gentleman on the other day is, you know, won so many Grammys and everything. Bluegrass is something that so many people have not been exposed to, but it is just beautiful music. It has changed very little over the century. Not like country. Country music has changed a lot, but bluegrass hasn't. I think it's a good idea, Ron.
If there are promoters out there, reach out to me. I don't know how to promote that. But I'd be more than happy to open work with them. We have a venue.
Ricky Skaggs was on the show.
And cool.
And they had to...
Well, they used to have the Oat Song Society, and I'm sure there's some people, you know, still involved or left over that still could be involved in that. And I'm sure they've got a lot of suggestions and maybe some places where you could find out about...
Yeah, I think there's bluegrass bands around here. Okay, Ron, thanks a lot. We're here with Rick Pacetti, the man behind the Colt 45s. He and his beautiful wife,
Patty, who's out in front of the Colt 45s.
You
always Patty put the pretty one out
front. Yeah, she's everywhere. Now, one of the things that we always need each year, and we started talking about it, is our host families.
Yes. I mean, you know, Carl, at the end of the year, we try to have a recognition night for our host families, and everyone's usually shy. A lot of times they don't even want to come to the games. But if we don't have people that open up their homes for 9 weeks, that's this year, our schedule runs from May 29 until August 1. If they don't open up their homes for 9 weeks to put these kids, I don't know. I mean, and I understand, especially today with the scourge of this COVID-19, if they don't want to have people come into their home, I understand that. And so we're starting right now, charging hard, making calls to our existing host family people to see if they're going to renew again. But if you find it might be something that might be interesting to you, reach out to me. My email is just my last name at charter.net, bosetti@charter.net. My cell phone number again is 227-4443. I've got it turned off right now. But, you know, call if you're interested in just finding out what the requirements are. You do get your own special section right down next to the dugout is set aside for host families. You get the tickets for free to come on in. You get a little bit of discount on our merchandise and food and things like that as well. So we really do need host families. We encourage them. And what you'll find is we have some of our host families that have maintained long-term relationships with these kids that come into their lives. And, you know, I know there's kids from Reading that have gone off and played in other places who are invited back for family reunions and weddings and things like that as well. So,
and families get invited to graduations.
Exactly.
And this, not only that, you have these young men, they do chores.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like, yes, you have to provide the food.
Right.
They do chores, you know, it's not unknown for them to cut grass and do all those
kinds
of things.
Take out the garbage, do that sort of stuff. Yeah. And what you do is you provide them with their own room to sleep in and provide food. You are not required to cook them dinner every night, because the reality is they're here. They're going to be playing Wednesday through Sunday for 9 weeks. They'll be getting home later. You know, after the ball games, they're required to help out with the team and cleaning up and fixing the field and getting ready for the next day. So they might not get home till quarter to 11, 11 o'clock. You just need to show them where food is. And 19 to 22-year-old males, once you show them where food is, it's kind of like this instinct gets burned into their brain. They know where the food is then.
This is the two bottom shelves of the refrigerator is yours. Don't go for the top.
Exactly. And you just set the house rules.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
have you ever had any real problems?
No. We've had a couple times where you had personality differences.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And so we just moved them. We just moved them.
Traded them out.
Yeah, we traded them out. You know, I'm really concerned.
You made an in-season trade from one family to the other.
Exactly. You know, and it's not that someone's bad. It's just that personalities sometimes conflict.
Yeah.
My real concern this year is we started to get into where we had a number of widowed ladies,
uh-huh,
and who were, you know, late 60s, 70s, even one lady who was in her early 80s, but very mobile and everything, who liked the idea of having a young man in the house to provide them a little bit of security as well, you know. But with this situation that's going on right now, you know, that might be a tough thing to do.
We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, we have to see how this whole scourge continues on. And if it continues to wane, as it looks like it's beginning, then I think we're going to be perfectly fine. But I have all the faith in our community here that we'll have plenty of people to step up so that we can have a 2020 season.
Well, if we ever get my room cleaned out, there could be a chance.
Airbed in the living room. No.
Let them sleep with Elk Killer. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Hey, gun stores are open, and the run on guns has been phenomenal in the lower 48 counties, but not so much. You know, I mean, people are buying guns at a cyclic rate, but once you buy the guns at Bastiani's, then you give Northern Firearms Instruction a call. They have set up their classes, so there is social distancing. There's small classes, but it teaches people again. The CCW is still open from the sheriff's office, so if you give a call to Ted over at Northern Firearms Instruction at 530-999-1822, or just go to Northern Firearms and USGunPro.com, you can sign up for a class. And the classes, like I said, are a lot smaller. So they can have the social distancing, and everything out there as much as they can. In the classroom, everything is totally sanitized, and out on the range as much as possible.
And you want to be socially distanced out on the range.
You want to be socially distanced anyway out on the range, is what we do. So give them a call, and don't let this keep you from learning how to shoot or obtaining your CCW. 8:31 in the morning here, 37 degrees. Even though it's going to be a beautiful day, it is starting off a little chilly. We'll be right back after these messages. And we are on Facebook right now live. If you'd like to see the inside of the studio, Sarah is standing there in the corner with her little iPhone. And we're experimenting with this, and we're going to be setting up a regular three cameras here that as people come in, you can watch us on Facebook at the same time that you listen to us. We'll be right back.
In a baseball hat, stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Citrus and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
There you go. Yeah. That's going to be our player introduction song this year, Carl.
Yeah, LaGrange by ZZ Top.
We want to get our people jacked up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 836 in the morning here on the 26th of March, 37 degrees, going up to be a beautiful, beautiful day. And the this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. They are here to help move your dreams forward. Two branches here in Redding and one in Red Bluff. The ones here in Redding are 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and the other in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Stop on by, see how they can move your dreams forward, or learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Sponsors of Colt 45.
Sponsors of Colt 45. Yeah. Well, you know what? They're local, and they do a lot of local things around here. You know, the Jeff Fink and his groups out there, they believe in this community, and they support this community.
Yeah. You know, we have like three different banks, Carl, that we're not exclusive.
No.
Just
no.
Like we're not exclusive with our beer.
We're not exclusive.
We have both distributors here. There. So if you like Bud, you got Bud. You got Coors, you got Coors. And everything in between. And everything in between.
I find it interesting that beer and is considered an essential business. In fact, I think it should be because of the fact that if you don't have a But I also understand Corona beer took a tremendous hit.
Really?
But they were going to donate $5 million to fight the COVID-19 if they would just change the name to Bud Light, the Bud Light virus. Okay, it's a bad joke.
Right.
But again, there's the Colt 45's community owned,
right,
community supported. It's not just the tickets that
right
pay for it. The average amount of people coming in has grown. There's certain games or certain series that will just pack the stands, usually the Humboldt Crabs, because it's always good for one bench clearing brawl. And isn't it? And you know, I find it so interesting because you have new players come in every year.
Right.
And yet that
tension.
That tension is there. Now, I don't know if it's because of you throwing tennis balls at the other players over there, or if it's just something that's just it's been so long.
It's innate. It's history. It's, you know, it's the history of the two teams.
Yeah.
You know, very similar to what would happen if the Medford Rogues were to come down here. You know, and so anyway, it's just, that's baseball.
It is.
You have that kind of stuff in baseball, and when people work real hard to try to take that out. And not that we're trying to hurt anybody by any stretch.
No,
when you talk about bench clearing, you got
well, there's nobody fighting. There's a lot of grabbing.
50 guys run out there and they do the hokey pokey for about 30 seconds, you know, and then the umpires shoo everyone back to their dugouts, and the fans are all going, "Yeah!"
I've never seen even a punch thrown, but there's some pushing.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pushing, and then everybody grabs each other. So,
yeah.
And you can see the players talking to each other going, yeah, this is okay.
It's third grade recess, you know.
Hey, and this is just for other people who need to know about the surrounding area there. Security out in the parking lot.
Fantastic.
Lots of security.
Yeah.
It's safe going to there and back. They fenced off all of the park there. There's not been anybody staying there. Yes, there's a number of people out in front of the library.
The library, yeah.
Library's closed now for this. But what we're doing, you know, with all this going on, and I wanted Rick to come in specifically. For the fact is that life is going to go on. And this is a portion of our community that brings so much joy to so many people. You know, baseball camps,
right,
all types of things that you do there. And it's not easy. And the businesses here in town have constantly supported the Colt 45s and the people. If you want to, you know, for opening night.
Yeah.
I mean, you get there early.
AMR is going to be flying in the helicopter with the first pitch again.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's exciting. You know, it's a packed house. People are anxious. I think it'll probably be crazier this year because if people have been locked down in their homes, and hopefully we're open by then, and you know, people are being able to get back out and socialize,
mm-hmm,
then this will be able to just kind of be the creme de la creme on the top of it for them. You know, get that taste of baseball back because nobody's getting anything even on television now. Everything's gone.
Yeah.
And you're not going to start anything
else. Well, let's talk about that. You know, I mean, I saw something that says, there's a woman sitting on my couch. She seems pretty nice. I found out she was my wife, you know, after they canceled all the seasons. Well,
sure.
March Madness is gone.
Hockey
is gone. The basketball is gone. And baseball now has been moved back. And
right,
we don't know how long.
No, we don't. And you know, in baseball, you're talking about 700 Major League Baseball players that are scattered to the winds now because
mm-hmm
they won't even let them work out together.
Right.
You know, same thing that happened with the colleges when they canceled it. You know, I was talking with a couple of the local colleges. They said, we can only have one-on-one discussions and meetings with our players.
From six feet away.
Yeah, we can't have, I said, well, that'd make it pretty hard to have your pitcher throw a bullpen unless you're the guy catching them. And, you know, so.
Well, I would think a pitcher throwing to a catcher would be okay, but I think sanitizing the ball each time may be going a little bit far.
Well, you know, just don't touch your face. Don't suck on your fingers. You know, I mean.
Well, there goes half your pitchers that are throwing spitballs.
You know, and keep in perspective. Keep in perspective that 18,000 people have already died in the United States this year of the flu. All right? Just a regular flu. There's been that many people already die. We're just over 600 people or 700 people with this COVID thing.
1,000. It went to 1,050 last night.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to downplay it at all. I'm just saying.
I understand.
There is a perspective out there, though. And we will learn how to deal with this animal because this is the first time around. Nobody knew how to deal with this thing when it first came out into the world. It was a brand new variant. And so everyone's going, oh my gosh, but look at the ingenuity of the American marketplace and the people. Look how fast they've come up
people
with vaccines.
People are resilient
and
in
look
the
how
United
fast,
States.
Yeah. How fast they came up with alternative treatments to this thing.
People are finding things they can do in 3D, printers.
Modeling, yeah.
Modeling that puts an insert into a dive mask that can be used as a ventilator. Let's go to the phones. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, lads. I normally drive around or work and don't get a chance to call, but I find myself being able to call in and say hi to both Carl and Rick. Good morning to you.
Good morning, JT.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, we could harp on all the goofy stuff that the government's been doing with the this and that, but I wanted to call on a high note and say hats off to Rick and Patty for all the great work that they do at that ball field with the Colt 45. And dragging us along and getting us tied in with Boche, help getting those Boche courts built. We're right next door to the ball field, and we're looking forward to our Boche season picking up again, too. But hats off, Rick. You were the tip of the spear making that thing take off.
Well, you know, Johnny, when we've had these conversations, I've always said that I had an ulterior motive, right? And a lot
You've
of people
been very upfront about that.
A lot
you
of people
run a business.
Yeah,
you
run a business, well, and that where the bocce carts are, just for people, if you haven't been down to the park, they are literally like Johnny said, they are right next to our field, right?
Yeah.
But that was also the shooting gallery back before Johnny and the Sons of Italy came in and built the bocce carts. That's because it was pretty much in shade 95% of the day. And all the heroin addicts would lay and hang out there and shoot their heroin all day. And so when Johnny and we came down, he says, well, where do you think they feel like? Right there.
It's a perfect spot.
It's a perfect spot.
We just, you know,
it's
and
in
now,
the shade.
It just, before it was fenced, you just had to use metal detectors on the bocce ball court.
Yeah.
JT, the.
Without a doubt. Go
thanks
ahead.
For the nice things, Johnny. I mean,
yeah, you know,
it is a partnership, though, and you guys have contributed so much. You work so hard down there. And we really love it. I mean, we would love to see some of our people out there during our games playing a little bit of bocce.
We're going to. We're going to start. We've been talking since, again, unfortunately, we just the other day had to concede that we won't be able to have the spring league. We'll pick it up again in the fall. But already talking, just as soon as we're done with self-quarantine, we're just going to go down there and start playing.
Yeah.
We went down there the other day just to play because it was gorgeous weather. We got everything out. Somebody sneezed on the bocce ball. We picked up stuff and went home.
Thanks a lot, JT. And by the way, JT is one of the strong members of the Sons and Daughters of Italy who do so much, again, for our community. And a big shout-out to you, buddy.
Hey, listen, one thing, because Rick, he's always pointing out it was self-serving. And our goals were a little self-serving, too. We had three goals in mind once we came up with this plan to work with Rick on the bocce. One of them was to have a very good Paisano Days event in Reading. Okay, so we were upfront about that. The other two was to take back that park and bring Boche to the North State, and I think we succeeded in all three of those. Again, hats off to you, both of you, for what you do. Appreciate it. And we'll see you at the court.
Okay, thanks a lot, JT. Hey, we got to take a break here, and I'd like to do a shout out to Top Cleary, who is watching us live. So, Top. Semper Fi, buddy.
Don't know you, but nice to meet you.
Yeah, 66. We've got 66 people just watching us now. So that's kind of cool. We haven't advertised it or anything, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. You know, even though that it shut down, I still want to talk about Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm getting shaggy. I've had lots of offers for people to cut my hair. My favorite one was just go down to where Elk Killer gets trimmed. And you know, it's fine, except she insists that one, I have to be on all fours on the table and she puts a leash around my neck. I'm
Sounds
not
like
sure that
personal
that,
there.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure how that's going to work. And, so anyway, but Cypress Square Barbershop, as soon as they can, they'll be open again. They work on appointments. They've been advertising with us since before we were on the air here. So I've got nothing but great things to say about this veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And Logan and Tim, big shout-out to those guys. They came to the last Marine Corps ball. They said they will be at every one from now on. They had a great time, as we all do. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti for Colt 45s.
I'm ready. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 38 degrees, it's going to be a beautiful day today. We're going to be getting some rain later on in the week. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:52 in the morning here on the 26th of March, 2020. Tomorrow we're going to have Turtle Bay. We're going to have, right now this is what's scheduled, but I will call them today because of the self-isolation sometimes people aren't showing up. House of Realty, and then Dr. Kara Tennant. Now, she'll be here to talk about the impact this has had on animals, even though the animals are not carriers of this virus. People don't believe that. And they're turning in animals to shelters, thinking that somehow the animal is going to infect them, or they've lost, you know, they've lost their jobs, and they've got to, they just can't afford to keep the animal, even though that Haven Humane will provide food for the animal. So
I was going to do a bad joke there, but
yeah, no, no,
we're not eating animals.
No, no, we're, no, 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 no.
It's not China.
It's not China, or where it started.
Yeah,
and you know what? I'm not even going to go there.
No,
I'm
don't,
with, I'm
don't.
With Rick Bassetti, and Rick is the eternal optimist because he's one of the boys of summer that, you know, that got paid to play a child's game.
Yes.
And enjoyed every minute of it. For how many years did you play in the pros?
Professionally, I had 11 seasons.
11 seasons in the bigs.
Well, no, professionally.
Professionally, okay.
5 full years in the big leagues, parts of 7 seasons in the big leagues.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, you know what? You know, when you see something like Bull Durham, how real is Bull Durham? I'm not talking about
the sexual parts of it.
Yeah, that.
But. Not every team had a little lady that would adopt a kid, but you, as far as the interaction between the players, very real. Minor leagues, you're on the buses. I can remember 14-hour bus trips. You know, the game would be over 11:30 at night, and we'd be leaving for Quebec City, Montreal, from Reading, Pennsylvania. And so, you know, dinner was 2 large buckets of Kentucky Fried and 3 cases of beer. And you have 25 guys jump on the bus, and you're in a bus for 14 hours, and here you go. And all you're doing then is rest stops after that, you know. And everyone was striving for the same thing, trying to get there.
Right.
And in reality, you're competing with each and every guy on your team, especially at your position.
Yeah.
You know, you're competing with those guys to get to the big leagues. And then once you did get there, if you're fortunate enough to get there, the hardest part was staying there. Because now it wasn't just that team. We got every team in the minor leagues have guys that are all trying to get to the big leagues.
To your position.
To take your position, too. So, you know, I tell people often that 1 million people can play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the areas about baseball that clearly is a differentiator to other sports, and I'm not downgrading any other sports because you have to be athletes to play any professional sport.
Right.
But the real differentiator is that in baseball, you play 162 games in 191 days. You're playing every day, and that's the toughest thing to do in a sport.
Either traveling or playing.
Playing, but it's every day. You know, you get 19 days off. Think about working the next 7 months and only getting 19 days off. And they can go as much as 21 days in between before you get a day off. Mm-hmm. That's allowed, right? Well, that was when I was around anyway.
Right.
And so, you know, you have to be really mentally tough to play every day. Because regardless if you had an exciting win or you got humiliated out on the field, the next day you're back out on the field. And it's not like some of the sports that, you know, play once a week. You know, where you can, it's a psychological thing too, where you bring it down, then you start pumping them up and you get them ready and you go out and then.
Like football.
You know, now hockey and basketball play 80 games a year. But I tell you, you ask any baseball player if he could have 2 or 3 days off a week, that would be sweet. But
you would probably see, probably the game would be even elevated to what it is.
I don't know. It would definitely change. I just don't know how it would change because the really good players, think of the accomplishment of something like a Cal Ripken. And, you know, when Lou Gehrig did what he did and set the first record, you know, was it 2190 or something like that, right?
2100 games and then Cal Ripken.
Without a day off.
Without a day off. He never missed a game.
How many people go to work every day? And I don't care what your work is. Every day. And not have a day off.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the difference.
Plus, you always have these younger guys that you know, and then here you are. Say you play, you played in the outfield.
Yeah, played the outfield. Okay. I started in the infield in the minor leagues, and then they switched me to the outfield.
So there you are. You're the center fielder, and then they sign a kid for the big bonus.
Right.
Who's a center fielder?
Right.
Well, I imagine that's a lot of pressure.
This happened.
Oh yeah.
That's where I lost my job.
The way it is.
That's how the world works.
Imagine the player that was ill that day, and Lou Gehrig stepped into the
Wally Pipp.
Yep. Wally Pipp.
Wally Pipp was not ill. He was hungover.
Oh.
And he went to Johnny McGraw, the manager, and he says, "Hey, how about you let the kid play today? I'm not feeling really good."
Last game he played.
Yep. So the old joke was when I was playing anyway, a lot of my old coaches would bring up the fact to say, you don't ever want to be Wally Pipp. And even I love the game. I've read about it all the time. I understood. I knew who the gas light boys were and all the gas house boys and you know, all the Giants, Murderers Row and all that. I knew that stuff. And I'm going, who's Wally Pipp? And Wally Pipp is that little guy in history that went in and said, going to have the day off today. And the next thing, he didn't play.
For the next 2,190
games. He was gone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, so. Hey, we're here with Rick Bassetti. We've been talking about the Colt 45 season. Right now, it's still scheduled to start.
Yep. Host families.
Yeah, looking for host families. So please give him a call or go to the website.
We understand it's going to be a really difficult thing to do for people this year. Not any more difficult as far as the physical part of it, but just the mental aspect of it, of what's going on in our environment. But most of these kids, I don't know of anyone. I've been talking to them. You know, we call them and talk to them on a regular basis. They're all pent up. They're ready to go.
Sure.
They're all home. The school sent them home.
Yeah.
And so they're all doing their distance learning. But these guys are ready to go.
And there's a chance you may have to back off the season a little bit. But right now,
if baseball says we're going to start up a week later, week later, whatever, I think we can afford to be able to get down to a 30-game schedule and still play the season.
Because you usually play 44.
40, 45, yeah.
Yeah, 40, 45, yeah.
So if we back down below that, we're going to have
Rick, thank you for being here today.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you so much for what you do for our community, man.
Well, thank you for helping us.
I'm not talking about how you were in the city, but you've done so much for our community down there in South City Park, and providing people an outlet during the summers of just great fun with the Colt 45.
Well, I'll tell you what, there ain't anything better than sitting on your lawnmower and mowing 90,000 square foot of grass.
Tomorrow, Dr. Karen Tennant, House of Realty, and Turtle Bay.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.